Well, this is a group of 11 and 12-year-old All-Stars. They had their regular season all summer, and then we started practicing 3 weeks ago, probably. And they're looking really sharp. They're pulling it together. They played on two separate teams during the regular season, the A's and the Orioles. And now they've combined the best out of both teams and created our Petersburg All-Stars.
And how about you have all the positions filled? Do you have enough pitching? What's your staff look
yep.
like?
Most of them will have a chance to pitch probably, depending on who we're up against. We haven't figured out the specific details yet, but pretty much all of them will have a chance to pitch.
And what are you working on for the next few days before you leave?
Today we're definitely going to work on hitting. They need to get their bats going a little bit more. Fielding, pop flies, there's going to be a lot of probably heavy hitters from the other teams, and just working on lining them up and working together as a team.
It's nice that you don't have to go very far for this tournament.
Yes, it is. We're taking the ferry over, so it'll be a late night ferry ride, but doesn't take very long.
And games every day just about next week, I think.
Correct. Yep, the first 5 days are just one game a day per team, and then that places us in the tournament for the following days. They're working hard, and they're looking good, and proud of them. Everybody should be proud of them because they got picked by their teammates to be on the All-Stars.
I'm Peter Kowalski.
I'm Thomas Durkin.
And what positions are you playing?
I'm probably going to play catcher, and I think all of us are going to be able to pitch.
Okay.
So.
Depending on the day and who you're up against?
Yeah.
How about you?
Catcher, pitcher, shortstop, and third.
A whole bunch of positions. You have a favorite among those?
Probably pitcher.
Okay. This isn't your first All-Star tournament for you guys, I know, right?
No. Well, we had an All-Star team in 2011, mm-hmm. but then 2012 we didn't have one. So.
What do you think about this tournament you're heading to? You know about the teams and who you're playing against?
Well, I think it's going to be a little bit more, the skill level is going to be higher because we were only 10 in 2011, so I think it's going to be a little bit different with the skill level, so we're going to have to step up our game.
And how about you, Thomas? What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a little harder, and we're going to have to work hard to, if we want to get a good place in the tournament, then we're going to have to work hard because they've learned more because they've been playing baseball longer.
Can this team score runs, you think? Good hitters?
Yeah, most people should be.
Depends who the team we're playing, though. So.
Yeah, some tough pitchers out there?
Yeah.
On what teams? Juno, I imagine, huh?
Yeah, Juno and Ketchikan. Okay. Sitka, too. Okay. Pretty good pitching.
Thoughts on this team? Ira Morgan, you're the head coach, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I am the head coach this year.
What are your thoughts on your squad heading over to Wrangell?
We're going to look pretty good. Well, first off, we're facing Prince of Wales first game. Then we're going to face some more, probably a little bit tougher with Sitka the second game, and then work into Ketchikan and then Juno. Juno's the defending state champs as of last year, so we got a good game there on the fourth day. And the fifth day, we face Wrangell, and then if the top four teams then move on to the tournament the next weekend, the state tournament. So,
it's a busy week. Games every day just about?
Yep.
And what do you have to work on the next few days? Everything?
Everything, yeah. I mean, you know, they're 11 and 12-year-olds. They forget how to hit some days and forget how to catch a ball. And so, yeah, it's just a matter of repetition at this point and having a good time while we're doing it. So.